するんだよ、音川。あんな約束したい。
Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grim Tentai Corner, and we're gonna do some more, just a little bit more discipline. What are we gonna do, Odakawa? Why'd you promise that? I call out to Odakawa, who's walking in front of me. That's too much. Even if you get carried away, now's your chance to take it back. I'm sure Leona Morimoto would let it go. Odakawa spins around to face me. I went too far? She's the one who went too far. This isn't just the baseball club's problem anymore. Everyone associated with the club is now involved. But I don't regret it. I knew that she had her eye on the Bible study group. We, the baseball team, have to take care of this so we don't get even more people involved. If it was just a baseball club, I would have never made such a ridiculous promise. But if I didn't do it, we'd have to accept what she said with our fingers up our noses. Maybe if we apologize, she'll spare the dorm. Who's gonna apologize? She's not the kind of person to let it go with a mere apology. Are you volunteering to be our sacrifice? Well, that's a bit much. Look, we just have to win. If we can beat her in baseball, everything will go back to normal. You make it sound so easy. We cannot lose, no matter what. It's not just us. So long as the other six are involved, we cannot lose. Well said. I finally agree with Odakawa. Isabe nods his head in agreement. The danger of the situation has him on fire. Believe in my baseball club. If we work together, we can win. What baseball club are we supposed to believe in? How can he say this? What are you going to do now? We don't have much time and we don't have any experience. It's the same for them. They don't have time to put together much of a team either. Besides, they're underestimating us. I don't know about this. Stop being so weak. You're the one who started all of this to begin with. So it's my fault? I'm not trying to put the blame on you. Look, we just have to win, and if we do, everything will be okay. She's right, but I don't believe for a second that we could win. We don't have much time. We have to start preparing today. We'll get all the members to come to the Bible study room after school today. We'll discuss the details then. Okay. Alright, I'm on fire. It's been months since we've been able to use the field, and we've had so few games I could count them on one hand. Is that all he has to say? It makes me want to cry. Can we really win? We promise again to meet up after school. We grab lunch and go back to the classroom. Afternoon classes start right away. All you can think about is the baseball game. The PA system goes off in the middle of class. Tekro Hayami, class 3-8, the headmistress is calling you. Please go to the headmistress's office at once. Why is the headmistress calling me? Screech? I'll be right back. I stand up and say to the teacher. I leave quietly so I don't disturb the other people in the class. Why is the headmistress calling me? I mumble under my breath and rush down the quiet corridor to the headmistress's office. I wonder if she wants to greet me because I just transferred here. Not likely. I just saw her for the first time today, but there's no way she'd call me out of class to greet me. Then I hope it's not about... There's just one thing that comes to mind, but as it's the least desirable of options, I push it to the back of my mind. There's nothing else that I can think of. But I keep racking my brain to see if there's anything else. Why am I being called by the headmistress? I run into the assistant dean, who is mumbling under his breath walking down the hallway. It seems that the assistant dean is going to the same place as I am. What are you doing here during class? Are you cutting class? You're cutting class, aren't you? The assistant dean notices me and asks me. No, I was just called in over the PA. I try to dispel the assistant dean's suspicion. An announcement? Oh, that! The assistant dean accepts this. Then that means you were called to the headmistress's office? That's correct. I don't really know why he's asking me this, but I answer. Me too, but why am I being called too? Goodness. The assistant dean starts mumbling again and continues down the hallway. I guess we're headed to the same place. The assistant dean and I are both uncomfortable. We arrive at the headmistress's office. The door to the headmistress's office is as nice as the door to the social club, and they look the same. Leona's sister has the same taste as her. You're not going in? Then I'll go first. The assistant dean says to me as he reaches for the door. It's assistant dean Machida. Please come in. The headmistress answers from behind the thick door. Damn, it's thick, isn't it? Excuse me. The assistant dean bows his head deeply, opens the door, and steps inside. I am left standing there, unsure if I'm supposed to go in or not. What the hell is this? I hear the assistant dean let out an incredible scream from the other side of the door. I wonder what that was. The voice gave me a bad feeling. She may be the headmistress, but she is Leona Morimoto's older sister. A frog's child is a frog, too. There's no way she's a good person. What's going on behind this door? I'm very afraid to enter. I decide to have a peek inside before I go in. I put my hand on the doorknob. Click! I open the door very carefully and slowly. I look in through the crack very carefully. Well, I'll be damned! I am at loss for words at what I see. Inside the room, the blonde man from the courtyard this morning is having unspeakable things done to him by Leona and her social club. I see the headmistress, Reina Morimoto, enjoying herself watching, and the assistant dean who is standing there in shock. What? What are you doing, Ojiwara-kun? The assistant dean looks at Ojiwara in this pitiful state, and a look of terror comes over his face. Ojiwara answers with a pitiful moan. Leona is sitting in Ojiwara's face, and her crotch is pushed firmly against his mouth so he can't speak. There you go, there's a better look at that scene. Come on! Move your hips more! Come on, Ogiwara. Or is it? I keep thinking it's Ogiwara. Come on, Ogiwara, move your tongue more. Even a real dog can do a better job. And she probably knows. Come on, thrust harder. If you don't, I'll stick another one up your butt. Grind, grind. Ogiwara screams and shakes. He comes for the nth time and sprays his semen in Momone's vagina, not Momoe. I don't know who that is. Ah, it's hot. He's coming again after I told him to hold on until I came. Momone grumbles unsatisfactorily and pokes at the semen that is leaking out of her. Ah, look at how thin it is. This is the problem with older men. Momone says and licks the semen distastefully with her tongue. What kind of teacher are you to come inside of one of your students? As punishment, I will do it again for you. Make sure you catch it all this time. Leona says and bears down over Ogiwara's face. Ugh. At that moment, a clear golden fluid comes shooting out of Leona's crotch. Leona looks happy. She keeps spraying the liquid from her bladder into Ogiwara's mouth. Ogiwara swallows it noisily. Drink it all. If you spit it out, I'll make it go up your nose. Ogiwara obeys Leona and practically sucks it all down. Come on, Teach, I'm not satisfied yet. Shall we go for number four without taking it out? Ogiwara shakes his head from side to side under Leona's hips. Oh, he's whining again. Then I'll give you one more shot. Ogiwara shakes his head even more rigorously. Okay then, Himeki-san, give this dog another shot in his testicles. Okay, I have one prepared to make an elephant come. Himeki chirps happily and begins to prepare. Ogiwara's entire body shakes in terror and he screams desperately. Now, everyone, there are limits. He may be a dog, but he's still a teacher here. But sister, you're the one who said we could do what we wanted. Oh, you're right. Just don't kill him. I know, don't kill him, but don't let him go alive. That's how you do it. Now that's my little sister. You know me well. They look at each other and smile obscenely.
Oh,
what is going on here, headmistress? The assistant dean, who had been standing there in shock, snaps out of it and asks the headmistress. We're training a dog, assistant dean. A dog? This man is a dog that I had as a pet when I was in college. In those days, this dog was very obedient, and he was a cute slave who would do anything I said. I haven't seen him in a while. And now he's forgotten who his owner is. He's gone totally wild.
再教育していますのよ。たっぷりと念に。二度と私に歯向かわないようにね。
So I'm training him all over again, and very strictly too, so that he never bares his teeth at me again. That's ridiculous! Ojiwara is known all over the country as the violent teacher from hell who straightens out delinquent students! And that's something I train. And that's something I trained this dog to do. He's just mimicking what I did to him. I mean, this man isn't a sadist at all, he's a total masochist. What? And I heard something, Assistant Dean. Reina's eyes turn snake-like as she looks at the Assistant Dean. Yes? What, Headmistress? The Assistant Dean freezes like a frog being preyed upon by a snake. Then he begins to shake in fear. The Assistant Dean comes to a sudden realization that everything has been revealed to the Headmistress. If that's the case, he's in big trouble. Forget about the promotion, it'll be demotion. And worst case scenario, he could be fired. This is something that the Assistant Dean wants to avoid at all costs. I understand that you're the one who asked Ojiwara to come here. What are you talking about, Headmistress? The assistant's voice is definitely shaking. It's so obvious he's hiding something. With a little truth serum, this man confessed everything. Everything that you planned. What? Useless man, after making me pay him so much, he goes and spills the beans. The second he hears this, the Assistant Dean glares at Ogiwara, who continues to be violated. Teacher from hell, my ass! You're the one who's going to hell, Ojiwara! You're trash! You're not good enough to be a dog, you're a slug! A slug! You useless slug! The Assistant Dean snaps and begins to hurl insults at the pitiful Ojiwara. Assistant Dean, don't you think you should be worrying about yourself instead of others? Oh, no, I'm not the bad guy here. Ogiwara planned it all. I was used. If anyone should be punished, it's the slug here. Besides, I was suspicious of him from the get-go, and I was planning to put myself on the line to investigate him. You know what they say, keep your enemies close. The Assistant Dean starts to blabber to protect himself. Do you really think that story is going to work? It's not just a story. So you're going to insist on your innocence. She looks at him with her snake eyes and moves towards him. What? What are you going to do? Fire me? Are you planning on firing me? Nobody has said that. We're thinking of thanking you for all of your efforts and having you release all of your stress that has accumulated from day to day. Uh-oh. Thank me for my efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you always work so hard when I'm not here, so it's the least I can do to show my appreciation. Raina snaps her fingers. Himeki and Yuri cling to the assistant dean. What are you two doing? I'm the assistant dean. How dare you? Are you trying to entice me with sex? The assistant dean looks away and tries to shoo the slut girls away from him with his hands. Come on, just think of it as play and enjoy yourself, Mr. Old Man. Did you just call me old man? Ridiculous! Absolutely ridiculous! The assistant dean speaks the words, but he doesn't think it's so bad. I've had my eye on you for a while too, but now I can't control it anymore. Run! That's not something a girl should say! And put your clothes back on! I don't know where I'm supposed to look! I want you to look at my every last bit of me in my embarrassing state. Assistant Dean, look at me too. Look at how big my breasts are and look at my nipples. Run, sir, run! Run! The Assistant Dean does not know how to ward off the loot advances that keep coming. I don't know, and neither do we. But, don't worry. More discipline is coming tomorrow. Little short this time, but more's coming, don't worry. And if it doesn't come tomorrow, it will come... maybe the day after or something like that, but you'll definitely get it. I plan to continue this all the way through for the next couple of days. Alright, so at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you next time on Grim Sentai Corner with more discipline.